92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's been a bad week.
It's been a bad week in Lansing, Michigan, where they're frantically preparing for Election Day. So let's check the ballot form, shall we? Okay, Joe Biden, check. Kamala Harris, check. Donald Trump, check. And wait a minute, who's Jeremy Cohen? Hang on, that doesn't sound right. Oh my God, they listed the Libertarian Party candidate for vice president as Trump's Republican running mate instead of Mike Pence. The incorrect ballot was downloaded about 1,000 times before they caught the mistake. They fixed it about 2 hours later, but geez, with all the talk about elections getting completely screwed up this year, you would think that election officials would be on their game even in the smallest towns. They should be working in overdrive to make sure that everything is correct. So now they're aware of the mistake, and they say that they're going to accept any of the incorrect forms and credit the mistake for the tally to the Trump and Pence campaign. Well, gee, maybe we should do that with other things, too. I mean, I don't want to start a list of possible examples, but really, are these our quality standards today? They could actually be helping Trump to win when that wasn't the intention of the person who voted. Somebody is getting a memo for that screw-up.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.